And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison, and yes, we are always working on your financial freedom. It's my privilege to join you today. It's another great day to be a real estate investor, especially right now. We've been in a bit of a cycle doldrum, I'll say, the last few years. Those interest rates screaming up, the inflation screaming up, and while I never stopped investing, I didn't go at breakneck speed, say, the way I did in 2018, 2019, 2020. So I still invested 2022, 23, 2024, but here we are in 2025, and I've turned it on quite a bit. I've invested in three multifamily properties year to date. The opportunities I'm seeing right now are solid fixed rate financing, solid cash returns, great outlook for a nice annualized return as the properties run full cycle. Now, keep in mind, what I'm doing today is not for today. It's for financial freedom in 2026, 2027, 2028, and so on. So the decisions I'm making today are for tomorrow. They're for the future. I truly believe if you want to live the life that others don't live, you have to be willing to do the things that others won't do. That's a very true statement. So set yourself up for a successful tomorrow. Now I want to address an email from our listener, and it'll probably take us through the entire show. And I do appreciate those emails. Keep them coming. I'm here to help. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. LU stands for Lifestyles Unlimited, a real estate education and mentoring group. We've been around for well over 30 years and members in all 50 states. So I do appreciate the email. Send them to me. Here to help. But this email is one I want to discuss. It's about single family property, the location strategies that we teach here. We target a very specific type of property for our single family rentals. This is something I didn't know. I started in rental property prior to Lifestyles Unlimited and thought, heck, it's got to be a really nice house to make a really nice rental property. And what I was doing was sacrificing really nice returns, right? That's why we do it. We do it for the investment returns to grow the wealth and create that passive income. So not every home makes a great rental property. Keep that in mind. A lot of people believe that, and it's really a preconceived notion, that just any house, well, heck, if I don't want to keep it or live in it, or if I inherit it or is gifted to me, or however people come into these properties, they just say, well, if I don't want to sell it right now, the market's not great, I'll just rent it. That doesn't always turn out. And there's a lot of accidental landlords that are created that way. They get transferred by their job or a divorce or something like that, and they don't want to sell the house. So they say, well, we'll just rent it. And they're really uninformed. And in most cases, that doesn't work out very well in the end. In fact, a lot of our members at Lifestyles Unlimited, many that I've met and personally and talked to, you know, you always ask, well, how'd you stumble into this? And they say, well, I got transferred and we didn't want to sell our house, so we rented it and learned some massive lessons along the way and figured we needed to get educated. So they joined Lifestyles Unlimited. And my story's similar. I purchased a property to rent specifically, and I did it within a self-directed IRA, a really nice property, paid cash for it with the IRA cash. Super nice place, and still made an okay return and realized, well, I have a lot to learn. So I was humble enough to find a place that would teach me, and I found Lifestyles Unlimited and learned proper real estate investing. But this email is from Chip, and again, I appreciate him. He says, Mike, I've listened to several LU podcasts, the LU strategy, and again, LU stands for Lifestyles Unlimited. The LU strategy always mentions buying distressed properties to gain an equity capture. Yes, that's correct, Chip. It's equity capture is very important to us. He says, how do you find a distressed property to buy? When I look on the internet, they all seem to be in decent shape. Of course, many will require updates, but I don't see the ones that require serious rehab. Okay, that's a really good question. And it's been a while since I've done a show on located distressed properties. So yes, Chip, I appreciate the prompt, and I'll share these strategies to find the properties that we target. First of all, if the property is really, really distressed, I mean, in a bad way, and you know the type, roof caving in, you know, no flooring, you can see the studs in the walls because the sheetrock's all tore out. If it's really distressed, you're not going to find it on the MLS listing or a typical search directory. Many of those properties flat out are ineligible for a conventional loan. And a lot of times a realtor is not going to touch that. A realtor wants to advertise and market that property to as many buyers as possible so that they can sell the property and make a commission check. So a lot of the really bad stuff is just not going to be on the MLS or in your typical search. And you cannot get a conventional loan on these types of properties. A lot of folks don't know that. If the property has structural or roof issues, you're not going to get a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loan. If it's non-habitable or non-insurable, more important, a lot of insurance companies will say, pass, you know, that house is unlivable. I'm not insuring that. There may be unresolved contractor liens. But the bottom line, if it's not safe, sound, and structurally secure, a mortgage company is not going to touch it. And we do come out of hard money to use that conventional lending. That's an important part of our strategy. And the hard money will cover those properties. One reason why we use hard money. The other is you can pay for the rehab in the loan itself. We fix everything. We're not keeping some junker and renting that out to somebody. We believe that everybody deserves a clean, functional, great place to live. And that's the product we provide. But to Chip's point, it is a little difficult to locate the right property. In fact, many times we're looking at dozens of properties until we find the one that fits, right? We're doing analysis as we go through, and the analysis isn't taking hours. We have a system where it takes minutes to analyze the property, analyze this one, does it fit, check, yes, no, maybe, move forward to the next one. But Chip was saying that he's not finding the right property on MLS. Now, that's a big part of what we teach. We spend a lot of time teaching that in our Financial Freedom Seminar. I will tell you, if you know what you're looking for, there are some great opportunities in the MLS. You just have to understand our system. During our Financial Freedom Seminar, and as a member, when you join Lifestyles Unlimited, we encourage you to attend that seminar. That's where we'll teach you everything you need to know. There is an online version of it, but if you can get to one of our offices, we've got offices all over the country. You can see where at lifestylesunlimited.com. But if you can get there and take that seminar, it's 8 hours on Saturday where we'll teach single family rental property investing, and then 8 hours on Sunday where we teach the multifamily investing, the apartment side of it. But on that Saturday, one of the drills we'll do, we'll go live, okay, later in the afternoon. After you've learned all this information, our instructor will literally plug in the old laptop, flash it up on the big screens for everyone in the room to see, and do a search of an area, and we'll find a property that fits. And that person will show you how we do the analysis, right? What's this property? What would the after repaired value of this property be? And that's going to be based on other properties in the neighborhood. So you got to know how to finagle your way through the search. You've got to have the right, you got to be either on the right website or have the right software in conjunction with that, where you can plug in the numbers and you can do a quick analysis. But we'll go live, and we've done it hundreds upon hundreds of times, and find a property that makes sense. And then they'll actually ask someone in the room, do you want to buy that property? And oftentimes somebody says, yeah, I'll buy it. And oftentimes the person teaching the class, no one says, I want to buy it, so they buy it. I understand if it's your first seminar, you're probably a little nervous. You don't want to pull the trigger right off the bat. But there are those type A's, those ready fire aims that are ready to go. But yeah, that Financial Freedom Seminar should be first and foremost above everything. I'm going to give you a 40,000-foot flyover to find these properties, but need to go in person and spend several hours in the education phase. But some strategies to locate distressed, low-cost houses that make perfect rental homes. The first thing is search public records for pre-foreclosures and tax delinquencies. How do you do this? It's at your county clerk or tax assessor's website. You can find homes in pre-foreclosure. You can find homes that are behind on the taxes or facing a code violation. Those owners are motivated to sell at a discount, okay? They are motivated to sell. There's an issue. They can't pay for the issue. They're in pre-foreclosure, which means that they're behind on their mortgage. They're behind on their taxes. This is not a strategy for a beginner, okay? I know several people that do this, but I want you to understand what you're doing first, what you're looking for. I need you to have the ability to analyze just what that property could be worth, because these are quick hitters, right? You've got to be able to look at it and understand and go, okay, this one's behind on their taxes 2 years, the taxes are X, plug that into the equation. How's that going to work with my investment strategy? Seasoned investors use this strategy, but they have the experience, and the experience is necessary to give them the ability to identify what's going to make a great deal, and not to mention what they do once they find that great deal, okay? It's one thing to identify the property. It's the second thing to bring that property to contract where you can purchase it. These are houses that there's issues for whatever reason. There might not even be clear title to it. So the strategy could be dangerous if you don't know what you're doing. You find a property in pre-foreclosure and you don't realize just what the taxes are on top of it. You can't just assume if you think, oh, they're behind $5,000 on their taxes, and you get in there and they're behind $30,000 on their taxes. That changes everything. So when you're searching these public records for pre-foreclosure, tax delinquency, etc., again, not a strategy for a beginner, but it's sure a strategy that someone could utilize after they've purchased 5, 6, 7, 8 rental properties. And again, we have members that do this. If you network, you'll meet somebody that's done this. So understand that there's always going to be somebody at Lifestyles Unlimited that's happy to give you advice or their experience or best practices. Number two, wholesalers. Wholesalers are big. Network with wholesalers. There's a lot of wholesalers that attend various real estate events where you'll find Lifestyles Unlimited members. But wholesalers are experts at finding those distressed properties. They're typically the ones that are searching the public records or the pre-foreclosures and tax delinquent properties that I mentioned in strategy number one. If you go to the wholesaler, you're finding people that know how to find distressed properties. So they're the middle person. And again, if you're a beginner, a wholesaler, they can find properties. I've purchased properties from wholesalers. I bought 3 homes from wholesalers. Wholesalers are everywhere. But again, their professionals are finding properties that, and let me use the next word, could make a great rental. Okay. I didn't say that always make a great rental. They could make a great rental. Understand wholesalers, what their business program is, right? Find property, market property, right? They're not buying the property themselves. They're an agent for the seller, and they want to move it. Okay. They want to find somebody that's going to buy it. So back to analysis, be sure you know how to analyze the property properly. Wholesaler is going to find the property. They're going to tell you the purchase price. And they're also going to say, here's a rehab estimate, right? You can bring it up to livable quality for this much money. You need to do your homework when working with wholesalers, but they are a great way to find distressed properties.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. Got an email from a listener asking just how to find distressed property to purchase as a rental property. My main piece of advice is attend our Financial Freedom Seminar, and we'll teach you exactly how to do that on your own. Now, outside of that, I'm sharing some other strategies that can be utilized, and we review these in our Financial Freedom Seminar on ways to find distressed property. So this listener's wanting to buy some rental property. Great, right? Ready to move forward. I've used a lot of the strategies I'm going to share, and my second strategy is wholesalers. I've purchased 3 properties from wholesalers. The wholesaler will tell you, hey, you can buy the house for X. Here's what I'm estimating the rehab's going to be. And then they'll provide, based on that rehab, the after-repaired value. So important to us, right? We buy a house for $150,000. We need to put $30,000 into it. We want that property to be greater than $180,000. That's that equity capture. So a wholesaler may say, yeah, rehab's $30,000 and after-repaired value's $250,000. Okay, that's nice. It's on paper. Trust, but verify. Often the wholesaler rehab estimate's low. Their after repaired value, let's just say, maybe pushing the envelope a bit. Oftentimes it's right on. It could be $5,000 low. You know, these guys, they do their analysis one way. We do our analysis another way. But you got to check it and check again. I have walked away from a property a wholesaler brought to me. I agreed initially. Everything looked good. And you've got to essentially kind of take the deal, right? If you're going to take it, there's a fee. And I'll talk about the fee in just a sec. But you've got to pay the wholesaler their fee. And then that property's yours, right? You can move forward. I started doing a deeper dive into the rehab. I had already added a little bit to their rehab number, and it still worked out just fine. But upon doing a really deep, you know, under-the-hood inspection on this particular property, I found 2 massive repairs that this person missed, right? They had new roof in there, but what they didn't have is that this was a recover over an old cedar roof that was shot, and so it was going to need a redeck, right? A redeck is where you put the plywood down, and then you put the shingles on top of it. Conveniently, I don't know, maybe this person wasn't a roofing person. They missed that. A redeck, a house is pretty expensive. Tear everything off and put the decking on and then put your roof on top of that. And then also there was a large plumbing repair that was missed. So between the 2 of those major repairs, about $25,000 additional to where I was on my rehab, put it into my analysis, and that dropped my cash flow to about 1%. Right. That was a killer. I was not happy with that. However, I paid the fee and walked. I told the wholesaler I'm not buying it, and it was a cost of doing business for me. But I would have rather paid a few thousand dollars and not lose a few thousand dollars and not have just a dead boat anchor for a rental property that's cash negative. I'm not going to get into that. So I lost a few grand, but just as I say, wholesalers are a great source for properties. I found 3 properties. Trust but verify, and sometimes you're going to do a deep dive on something, and you got to walk away. We have multifamily lead investors that pay the earnest money, and they start doing a deep dive on the apartment, dig under the hood, look for everything, and start seeing, you know, certain skeletons in the closet that were probably not disclosed or not easily noticeable upon those initial inspections, and they've walked away from properties. And when that happens, it's a lot more than a few thousand dollars. But each and every time when you talk to those lead investors that have had to say no, and often no is one of the most important words in the human language. Don't be afraid to say no. No may mean losing a few thousand dollars today, but not $50,000 tomorrow. No's important. Be brave enough to say no. Don't chase bad money with good money. So wholesalers, great source. You can network with wholesalers. There's a lot of events you can get on their list. Again, it's not going to do you any good if you don't know how to analyze the property. Strategy number 3. I've done this. They call it bird dogging or driving for dollars. And that's literally where you drive through target neighborhoods. You can look for bandit signs. A lot of wholesalers will put those bandit signs around certain neighborhoods. House for sale. And you can find it that way. That puts you in touch with the wholesaler. But really, when you're driving around, you're looking for a neglected home, right? Overgrown yards. They haven't trimmed the landscape or the trees or the bushes since you know, Reagan was president. I mean, some of these are overgrown. But you could just tell, broken windows, you know, fence. Not only is the fence laying down, it's been laying down for 3 years. You can tell, right? Get out of the car, you know, write down the address, knock on the door. I've done that. There's a subdivision in Fort Worth where I owned 4 rental properties. And I might be at one of my rental properties or in the neighborhood. I'll go cruise a few streets and just see what's out there. I'd drive around. I'd find a house that's really beat up, just as I described. And I didn't go so far as to use skip tracing and personally find the owner or what have you. I've done the door knock. I've left the note. But what I really did was the strategy that worked for me. There's a realtor that worked this neighborhood. He lived in the neighborhood. He knew the neighborhood well. He's been in the neighborhood for 30 years. He's been selling houses there for decades. So this is a realtor that knows it. When I say 123, you know, Elm Street, right around the corner, he's like, oh, yeah, I know that property. And I'd say, man, it's in bad shape. He can do all the research for me, right? You know, get other people that are willing to work for you. So I would call this realtor on a few properties. And while the properties I identified, the bird dog method, didn't pan out per se, this realtor would often call me back 5 or 6 days later and say, hey, I know you were looking at the one on Elm Street, but I found the one on Live Oak Street, and it's 2 streets over. Why don't you go check it out? And, you know, oftentimes, again, these are properties that are not on the MLS. So it boils down to getting your message out to the right people, letting them know you're in the market for a rental property. I'm going to dig into realtors more as we go through these strategies, but real estate agents do specialize in certain areas. They may not come out and just say, hey, I'm really good in this subdivision. They're going to tell whoever they meet, I'm happy to help you find a property. I'm happy to help you sell a property, right? These are business people and they need to make money. But when you get to know these people, you'll find out what they're really good at. There are buyer's agents and there are seller's agents. A lot of folks don't know the difference between the two. They just think an agent is an agent is an agent. No, go find those buyer's agents that work certain neighborhoods and they'll find the distressed property for you. So engage people, let people know you're looking for. A lot of times it's just getting the word out. Hey, I got $100,000 burning a hole in my pocket. I'm looking for 2-3 rental properties, whatever we can do. If you're talking to the right people, they're going to find a property for you. Look, I was no MLS expert prior to coming to Lifestyles Unlimited. My only really experience was it was anytime I was getting transferred or moving or buying a new house, which was, you know, every few years, I would kind of look at an area where I wanted to look and didn't necessarily, you know, you may see something, but I wasn't an expert at all the information that was there. That's where the realtor comes in handy, was able to help me. But we do a deep dive in our education on how to use the MLS or how to go to the right website to begin with. Some websites are much better than others at finding properties. Some websites have really stale information on them, and you need to understand that. So you can use the MLS, but you've got to know what you're looking for and you've got to get educated. The MLS can be a great tool. Certain sites that we'll teach and show you are better tools than it, but you got to know what you're looking for. Now, strategy number 5, there are auctions. There are sheriff sales, as they call them, and they're at the county courthouse. They're typically once a month. They also have online platforms that are out there, auction.com. and Hubzu for foreclosures and tax lien sales. And these are properties that are often selling below market value. You have to know what market value is in the neighborhood so you can determine that it's selling below market value. You can't just take their word for it. I've been to the courthouse with a fellow investor, and it's quick. It's fast and furious. But these are homes that the county is selling typically because property taxes are behind for a certain amount of time. And at that point, they'll take the home. I don't know what the legalities are, but they'll literally auction them off on the courthouse. They'll put the properties that are up for auction, I'm not sure how many days in advance, but they put them up a few days before, maybe a couple of weeks before. and the seasoned person that knows what they're doing at the courthouse can go through that. And there might be 100 properties that are getting auctioned, okay? You can't be an expert in all 100 properties. You need to find your five or six that you're going to bid on when they come up and go after those. You also have to define what your limit is, right? I am willing to spend X on this property. And I'm the person talking to you right now, me, I'm somebody who gets caught up in the moment, right? I know I said I was only going to spend 35 grand on this property, and it's only 38, or I can get it for 40. You've got to be smarter than that. This is an investment. It's not a game. It's not a, hey, look at me contest. I got that house. You didn't. If your ceiling is 35, be responsible, have some discipline, stay at 35. Now, I will also share with you, the courthouse auction is a great place to network and meet wholesalers. It's crawling with wholesalers. In fact, I'll tell you, most of the people that are there are not real estate investors, the buy and hold real estate investor, the way we are. These are all wholesalers. So they're buying it for a number, and not to say that they can't in turn resell, put a little bit on it and sell it, and it still makes sense. So you have the ability to network with some wholesalers and meet those people. Let's talk about the online auctions, a particular one called Hubzu. I have purchased a property off of Hubzu. It was in 2015. I'll tell you up front, it was not easy at all. I started the process, and it was one of those things where I've got so much time invested in energy and effort, and it was a long drawn out. I want to say it took, my gosh, like 3 weeks, this whole auction thing. And you have to get your paperwork in. They have to know that you can buy this property. You've got to show them that a letter from your lender, yes, we're ready to close. You've got to check and make sure there's liens and title and all that stuff is going to pass through. So it was a process, and I hung in there and I got the property, and it was a fantastic property. I actually kept that rental property for 9 years. Now, some of you out there are going, holy cow, Mike, 9 years. We don't teach that at Lifestyles Unlimited. We don't want to hold any more than 3 years. Well, let me clarify those 9 years, because during that time, I did two refinances of that particular property on two different occasions, pulled out a nice sum of money each time, and invested those in more properties. So this was literally a golden goose home that I bought on Hubzu. It's a great little property. I think the rehab costs were maybe $15,000, $20,000 at most. It didn't need much rehab at all, and it turned out to be fantastic. I'm just telling you, the process is like getting a tooth pulled or a root canal. It was a tough process, but I hung in there. I got the property. So you can use the online auction. You can use the courthouse. All right, this next strategy is an excellent strategy. Leverage real estate investor networks, okay? Join local real estate investment groups in your area, Facebook groups, attend real estate networking events. If you're an introvert, get over it. You got to get out there and get the word out and meet like-minded fellow real estate investors. These people, they have properties that they want to sell. There may be off-market deals that have been brought to them, and for whatever reason, they don't want to buy it. And the person that brought it to them, and they're like, well, hey, George, if you don't want to buy it, would you maybe share it with some people in your investor group? Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to help you out. I'll tell a few people about this property. So just networking with other people, you can find properties to buy. By the way, Lifestyles Unlimited is this type of group. This is a big part of what we do. But this strategy is excellent. Yes, first and foremost, Lifestyles Unlimited is an education and mentoring group. But the other side of that coin is we're a massive networking group. And many of us buy and sell our properties to other Lifestyles Unlimited members. I have sold 6 of my rental properties to other Lifestyles Unlimited members. You heard me correct. I sold it to other members. The property still made sense even once I took my profit side of it for another person to utilize it as a rental. And often when I sold these, the lease just carried over. There was somebody already in the property. In fact, so I sold six total. During that time, I sold four houses in one transaction. Okay, how fabulous is that? And the investor I sold it to, they were doing a 1031 exchange. So they had a big chunk of money to take and purchase properties. They closed in 10 days. All right. So I want you to understand how powerful it is for you to be part of a real estate investor network. And I'm not here to sell you a membership to Lifestyles Unlimited. I can just tell you from my personal experience, the benefits that I receive being part of the community is life-changing. It has helped me so many, many times. So I hope you're picking up what I'm putting down. Now, there's another strategy, direct mail to absentee owners or out-of-state landlords. I don't do this. It's not a strategy I've engaged in. Among us, there are some big-time owners of rental properties, and they do use this strategy. I'm talking about people that own 50, many of them own well more than 100 rental properties. Yes, you can do that. These are people that are using six, seven, eight different strategies to find properties. They're just gobbling up properties and growing and growing and growing. And they'll use the direct mail. They have a strategy and the ability to target that mail to people that own rental properties, and maybe they're out of state folks, and not everyone's good at owning rental property. Okay. So there are some hits off of those. Somebody may say, I'm tired of dealing with this property. It's four states over. I just want to get rid of it. And then they open the mail that afternoon and it's a buyer saying, hey, I'm a buyer. I would like to buy your property at 123 Maple Street. Here's my contact information. Please reach out. And, you know, if their hit rate is only 2%, they send out 1,000 mailers. That's 20 potential properties that they could buy. Now, I understand they still need to make a deal and close, but that's not bad, right? If you're trying to buy 20 properties in a year and you send out 1,000 mailers four or five times and you get 2% hit off of that, I would say that's pretty good, right? You make money every time you buy one of these properties. So if you're using a lot of strategies and you need to gobble up some properties and add to your portfolio, not a bad way to do it. Here's another one. Estate sales, probate leads. Believe it or not, when you're driving around and you see that estate sale, it's usually because a family member has passed away, an elderly person in the home, and you know their life has moved on, and the kids are just trying to get rid of all the stuff. Well, they're also wanting to get rid of the house. They just hadn't got there yet. So you can go to the estate sale and find out if the property's for sale, and maybe it works for you. But during the way, I want you to remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.